The challenges of youth. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. With patience and prayer, you shall not fall. With patience and prayer, you shall not fall.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. We welcome all viewers of Madani Channel back to another episode of the program, The Challenges of Youth. Yes, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we are back with another episode and a very important, wonderful topic of discussion that's going to be so beneficial for yourselves and us, insha'Allah ta'ala. And before we get to today's topic of discussion, let's first motivate ourselves to recite salawat upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever recites salat upon me once, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers 10 mercies upon him. Subhanallah azza wa jalla. So here we have our beautiful wazifa for us to receive the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. Just recite salawat in abundance. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala sayyidina mawlana Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And for today's topic of discussion, today we are going to speak about anger. Yes, anger, the devil's tool. Anger, the devil's tool. Indeed, this is a tool of shaitan that shaitan uses to control many people and to put many people into harm. And we're going to discuss much more about this tool of shaitan and how we can work not to hand this tool to shaitan, how we can protect ourselves from letting ourselves, our very beings, our very persons fall into the trap and the hands of shaitan. Very soon we're going to get to that discussion, and now we're going to listen to a beautiful kalam in praise of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, after which we're coming back to our discussion. But first, let us refresh, rejuvenate our hearts, our souls, our spirit. Let us feel the tranquility descend upon ourselves whilst we listen to the praises of our beloved Nabi, our beloved Master, our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Mauti ye matlab tumhara har ishara ho gaya. Mauti ye matlab tumhara har ishara ho gaya.
Jab ishara ho gaya, jab ishara ho gaya, matlab hamara ho gaya.
Mauti ye matlab tumhara har ishara ho gaya. Mauti ye matlab tumhara har ishara हो गया.
डूब तो काया नबी कहते ही बेड़ा पार था. डूब तो काया नबी कहते ही बेड़ा पार था. डूब तो काया नबी कहते ही बेड़ा पार था. गम किनारे हो गए पैदा किनारा हो गया. गम किनारे हो गए पैदा किनारा हो गया. जब इशारा हो गया, जब इशारा हो गया, मतलब हमारा हो गया.
मौती ये मतलब तुम्हारा हर इशारा हो गया. मौती ये मतलब तुम्हारा हर इशारा हो गया.
तेरी तलअत से जमी के जर्रे महपारे बने. तेरी तलअत से जमी के जर्रे महपारे बने. तेरी तलवत से जमी के जर्रे महपारे बने. तेरी हैबत से फलक का महदोपारा हो गया. तेरी हैबत से फलक का महदोपारा हो गया. जब इशारा हो गया, जब इशारा हो गया, मतलब हमारा हो गया.
मौती ये मतलब तुम्हारा हर इशारा हो गया. मौती ये मतलब तुम्हारा हर इशारा हो गया.
यूं तो सब पैदा हुए गए आप ही के वास्ते. यूं तो सब पैदा हुए गए आप ही के वास्ते. یوں تو سب پیدا ہوئے گئے آپ ہی کے واسطے، قسمت اس کی ہے جسے کہہ دو ہمارا ہو گیا، قسمت اس کی ہے جسے کہہ دو ہمارا ہو گیا، جب اشارہ ہو گیا، جب اشارہ ہو گیا مطلب ہمارا ہو گیا، موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا، موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا، تیرے سانے سے کوئی پوچھے تیرا حسن و جمال، تیرے سانے سے کوئی پوچھے تیرا حسن و جمال، تیرے سانے سے کوئی پوچھے تیرا حسن و جمال، خود بنایا اور بنا کر خود ہی پیارا ہو گیا، خود بنایا اور بنا کر خود ہی پیارا ہو گیا، جب اشارہ ہو گیا، جب اشارہ ہو گیا مطلب ہمارا ہو گیا، موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا، موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا، تو ہی نے تو مصر میں یوسف کو یوسف کر دیا، تو ہی نے تو مصر میں یوسف کو یوسف کر دیا، تو ہی نے تو مصر میں یوسف کو یوسف کر دیا، تو ہی تو یعقوب کی آنکھوں کا تارا ہو گیا، تو ہی تو یعقوب کی آنکھوں کا تارا ہو گیا، جب اشارہ ہو گیا، جب اشارہ ہو گیا مطلب ہمارا ہو گیا، موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا، موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا، ہم بھکاری کیا ہماری بھیک کس گنتی میں گئے، ہم بھکاری کیا ہماری بھیک کس گنتی میں گئے، ہم بھکاری کیا ہماری بھیک کس گنتی میں گئے، تیرے در سے بادشاہوں کا گزارا ہو گیا، تیرے در سے بادشاہوں کا گزارا ہو گیا، جب اشارہ ہو گیا، جب اشارہ ہو گیا مطلب ہمارا ہو گیا، موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا، موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا، اے حسن قربان جاؤں اس جمال پاک پر، اے حسن قربان جاؤں اس جمال پاک پر، اے حسن قربان جاؤں اس جمال پاک پر، سینکڑوں پردوں میں رہ کر عالم آرا ہو گیا، سینکڑوں پردوں میں رہ کر عالم آرا ہو گیا، جب اشارہ ہو گیا، جب اشارہ ہو گیا مطلب ہمارا ہو گیا، موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا، موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا،
Subhanallah, what a beautiful kalam in praise of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And each time you listen to the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you feel your love for the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam grow further and further, more and more, even just by listening to his blessed name sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in, ameen. And now we're going to get into our topic of discussion for today. Our topic was anger, the devil's tool. And we're going to understand anger a little more. Now, anger is a natural emotion. It's something that human beings feel naturally. It's also called rage. There are various words that can be used to describe anger, but it's an intense emotional state involving a strong, uncomfortable, and a non-cooperative response to a perceived provocation, hurt or threat. So when we do feel this hurt or this threat, or we feel provoked, and that sort of uncomfortable, non-cooperative feeling that we have, that is known as anger. And many people face anger. In fact, We can say, in the general world, everyone does face anger to some extent. Usually, and many a times, anger is experienced when one's needs are not met. When one's needs are not fulfilled, then we do experience anger. Let's just take, for example, a little child. A little child will cry to express their anger when their needs are not fulfilled. If a child is hungry, then the child will cry. If the child is thirsty, the child will throw a tantrum. If the child does not receive the toy or the sweet that they like or that they want, then we see that they throw a tantrum. They become very upset. They become very angry. So this is the natural response that we do tend to feel when our needs are not fulfilled. It is an emotion that is brought forth. However, when we look towards adults, now adults should have what we call an emotional intelligence. An emotional intelligence, and that's the ability to manage our emotions, the ability to control our emotions, or the ability to direct our emotions so that the results, the outcomes can be positive instead of negative. So when one of us does feel angry, among the first things we need to do is to see that which of our needs are not being fulfilled. And when we can point out that need that is not being fulfilled due to which we are feeling anger, then we can work towards the fulfillment of that need. Or better still, try to place others' needs over our own needs. This is among the beautiful teachings of Islam, that we place the needs of others over and above our own needs because we prefer others over ourselves. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has encouraged us to desire what we want for ourselves for the next Muslim brother. And so, if we like something for ourselves, then we should like it for the next person as well. If we like first place for ourselves, we should want first place for others as well. If we prefer the best for ourselves, we should want it for others as well. And when we feel this way, then if someone else takes preference over us, we will, inshallah azza wa jal, not feel angry. Another very negative reason that causes anger or cause of anger is pride. Pride, where we consider ourselves to be better than others, and this is not good. This is indeed not good, where we consider ourselves to be superior over another. This is against the teachings of Islam. And if we feel that our pride is in the way, we are feeling arrogant, then these are emotions that are fueled by shaitan, and we should try to remain far away from these things. And so if ever we do feel any anger overpowering us, immediately one of the first things we need to do is to recognize where this very anger is stemming from. It is, and we must know that it is a trick from the tricks of shaitan. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has very directly in his blessed hadith advised us against anger. And by advising us against anger, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam has actually shown us that anger is firstly very negative, but we also learn that anger is something that people will naturally feel. And so when we do feel that anger, we need to do whatever is possible within permissible means to try to bring that anger down, to try to water down that anger. There's actually a beautiful hadith narrated by Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala and this blessed great Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he says, the man had said to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Awsini ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, please give me some advice." And wow, he was asking the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam for advice. And what wonderful advice, what wholesome advice, and what perfect and complete advice the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would give. And see what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam advises. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised, do not become angry. Oh, do not become angry. What a perfect advice. And Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala and says that this person repeated the question. He repeated the question saying, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please advise me." And each time the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would answer, do not become angry. And indeed, when one is saved from anger, then one is saved from being in the hands of shaitan. Our pious predecessors would advise that an angry person is to shaitan like a ball is in the hands of children. In the hands of children, the ball will just be tossed around and passed around in any direction that they so desire. And so too is an angry person. An angry person is tossed around and pushed around by shaitan in any direction that shaitan wants to put that person in. Just think that the amount of things that people do in anger, if people were in their normal state of mind, will they ever do those things? We hear the incidents throughout the world of crimes, of criminal offenses, of very brutal things that are done in the state of anger. We find that people in the state of anger beat their children, they beat their spouses, they beat their parents. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ الْعَلِيِّ الْعَظِيمِ. Which person in their right sense of mind will ever do these things? People shoot other people, they take people's lives in the state of anger. And those people in their normal sense of mind would never want to go down that route. They would never want to think of even taking someone else's life. But when they are in the state of anger, it's as if there's a veil over their minds, because they are completely in the hands of shaitan. Shaitan runs through the veins of an angry person, the way our blood runs through our veins. And thus, you find that shaitan controls the person. You feel the heat in your body when you experience anger. We feel the heat from within when we experience anger. And thus, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us advice that when we are angry, we should perform wudu. We learn from the blessed deen that when we are angry, we should perform wudu. For indeed, wudu is made with water, and water cools down fire. If a person's not fasting, they may drink some water as well. If a person is standing, we can sit down. If we are sitting, then we may lay down. These are all tools and techniques that we can use to avoid anger overpowering us. The worst thing that we could do whilst we are angry is to get up and take action. Whilst one is angry, it is not the time to get up and take action, because when we are taking actions, our actions are no longer directed by ourselves. Rather, in the state of anger, our actions are directed by shaitan. And we don't want for shaitan to control our actions, because if we let shaitan control our actions, he will take us towards the fire, he will take us towards Jahannam, because shaitan is taking control of their actions whilst they are in the state of anger, and thus he pushes them towards negative actions, towards actions which earn the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thus, if we refrain from that anger, we'll be refraining from shaitan taking a hold of us and taking control of us. So when we do feel this anger, we need to find positive channels to direct this anger. Don't allow the anger to encompass us. Don't let it take control of us and take control of our actions. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has spoken about the strength that it takes for a person to control their anger. And really, that's a strong man, isn't it? That's a strong man or a strong woman. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said regarding the one that controls the anger, that that person is truly strong. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the strong person is not the one who is strong in wrestling. No, the strong person is not the one who's strong in wrestling, but the one who can control themselves when they are in the state of anger. Yes, the one who can control themselves when they are in the state of anger. And so, if we are in the state of anger, then it is emotional intelligence, then it is strength, then it is courage and bravery to be able to face our anger head on and control ourselves whilst we are in that state. And if we do control ourselves whilst we are in that state, we have great benefits that we are going to receive, immense benefits that we cannot even imagine within the dunya, the value of those benefits. There's a beautiful narration in which the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated that whoever has the ability and the power to express his anger, but he controls it, He has the ability and the power to express his anger, but he controls it. On the Day of Judgment, Allah Azza wa Jal will fill his heart with his pleasure. Allah Azza wa Jal will fill that person's heart with his pleasure. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. And so we found our pious predecessors that whilst they had the ability to react to someone who was hurting them, someone who was insulting or abusing them, despite having that ability, they would control themselves in that state of anger. Someone once started to swear at Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala an. Sayyidina Salman Farsi is a blessed and beloved Sahabi of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What was the response of Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala an? He said that on the Day of Judgment, if the side of my sins on the scale is heavier, then I'm worse than what you are calling me. However, if my sins are lighter, then I do not care about your vulgar words. If my good deeds are heavier, then your vulgar words does not concern me. But if my sins are heavier, then your swearing too, your insulting me is not enough, is not sufficient for me. Allahu Akbar. Look at the humbleness in these words. Look at the wisdom in these words. If only we thought that way, that at the moment that someone insulted us, spoke badly to us, or spoke ill of us, if we thought that I also have other faults like this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had kept my other faults hidden from you at that point, how much of humbleness we would, how much of gratefulness we will feel in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are some of the thoughts and the thought processes that we see in our pious predecessors that we wish and we would love to adopt, and we should make an effort to try to adopt these beautiful mindsets. And if we do adopt these beautiful mindsets, then we will have control over ourselves and not hand control of ourselves over to shaitan. The devil shaitan is looking for every opportunity to harm us, to put us into harm, to put us into difficulty in the dunya and in the akhirah. We see that the decisions people take at the time of anger are often harmful decisions. How many people do we find breaking their marriages whilst they are smiling, whilst they are happy? No, people break their marriages in the state of anger. How many people do we see abusing people whilst they're feeling very joyous? No, people abuse others whilst they are in the state of anger. People commit criminal activity whilst they are in the state of anger. People take the rights of others whilst they are in the state of anger. And so when one is in the state of anger, just understand and know that one is a ball in the hand of shaitan, and shaitan moves that person in whichever direction he wants to move them in. He plays with that person. He makes that person do his work. And so you would find many people, whilst they're angry, doing the work of shaitan, doing things that pleases shaitan and takes them away from the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just think, me controlling my anger can be a means of saving me from the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment. When we think that way, then the decision is not difficult anymore. We just have to direct ourselves into some positive zone. We need to make wudu, we need to perform salah. If you're not fasting, you can drink some water. If you are standing up, you can sit down. If you're sitting down, you can lay down. And the moment you have a little control over yourself, tell yourself that I have forgiven so-and-so person. And once you forgive the person, then you will see how much better you will feel. Then inshallah azza wa jal, you will feel how that intense heat that you felt now all simmers away. And you feel that beautiful, cool tranquility because you have left the path of shaitan and you've moved towards the path of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in forgiving people instead of being angry with them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to act upon the good that we have learned. Until the next program, until the next episode of the Challenges of Youth, please continue, stay glued, stay tuned to Madani channel so that you can learn the beautiful Deen of Islam, various topics by various personalities, various Muballighin. And remember to always keep time to recite salawat upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam day in and day out. The benefits are immense, and we shall see those benefits as we leave this dunya. Ameen bijahi khatam al-nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The challenges of youth. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall.